This is Ozarks at Large. University of Missouri Emeritus Research Associate Professor of Forest Health Johan Brun says climate change is already affecting Ozark forests. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met up with the scientist on the Mark Twain National Forest to bring us his story.
Scientist Johan Brun has been monitoring climate change for 50 years.
And I've been watching the effects of climate change develop since the late 60s.
Brun, who researches tree root disease fungi, says he first became aware of what was then called global warming based on the work of Dr. James Hansen, who was directing NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies at the time. Brun now says climate change, if left unchecked, will impact Ozark forests, comprised of oaks, pines, hickory, cedar, maple, riparian sycamore, cottonwood, and river birch, as well as understory redbud and dogwood.
You know, we've had a serious problem with opportunistic root disease fungi killing oaks in the Ozarks.
The decline of red, black, and scarlet oaks has long been attributed to a complex of factors, including age, pests, intermittent drought, and destructive root fungi.
And then about a little more than a half a dozen years ago, I started seeing this same root disease complex showing up on white oaks for the very first time. So it appears that the stresses caused by climate change on white oaks are rendering that species that we were counting on for wildlife food, for timber.
White oaks, sprawling massive trees, can live up to 600 years, were heavily logged in the early 1900s, but have partially recovered. Extreme weather, windstorms, tornadoes, and atmospheric rivers, which can dump up to a foot of rain within a few hours, are also taking a toll on trees.
Increased erosion, loss of topsoil.
Brun says that Missouri Ozark foresters and industries are already projecting for white oak decline, planting replacement shortleaf pine in some districts.
And this is going to require a very expensive transition on the part of forest industries, forest products industries, as well as forest management.
Federal and state foresters now manage distressed Ozark forests using chainsaws, herbicides, and prescribed burns to thin dead and dying trees, as well as to remove invasives. But Johan Brun says Ozark forest agencies and industries must take another measure.
Mitigate against climate change. I really don't know of anything that we can do to protect our forest ecosystems that isn't predicated on preventing the worst effects of climate change going forward. We're looking at dozens more days of 95 degree weather during the summer, June through August. We're looking at summer droughts. We're looking at the kinds of things that stress the trees and make them more susceptible to the root diseases that I've studied for so long.
The USDA Forest Service warns that in southern districts, invasive and aggressive plants and insects encouraged by higher temperatures are expected to increase. Experts also say the rapid pace of climate change on Ozark forests may exceed the ability of many aquatic and terrestrial species to adapt or migrate to suitable habitats, raising the possibility of extinctions. Johan Brun, on occasion, travels with George Lauer, a retired university science publisher. Lauer now works with Citizens Climate Lobby, a public policy group.
Well, the very first thing people need to do is educate themselves so they understand the science, because the science is very clear that climate change is happening, and it's human-caused, and it's going to be bad. But the one big thing they need to know is we can do something about it.
Both Brun and Lauer suggest listeners visit NASA's climate change web portal.
A lot of people don't realize about 50% of the population thinks that climate change is a serious problem. But among scientists, it's 97%. And NASA has a website that points you toward why we have scientific consensus on it, and provides a list of all the different scientific organizations that have statements about climate change.
Lauer says Citizens Climate Lobby posts solutions and details on federal legislation to drastically reduce carbon emissions linked to climate change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.